With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Two Navy pilots shot down over the Red Sea in an apparent friendly fire incident this morning are okay. They were both recovered alive, one suffering minor injuries. According to U.S. Central Command, the, quote, guided missile cruiser USS Gettysburg, part of the Harry Truman Carrier Strike Force, mistakenly fired and hit the F-18, which was coming off of the Truman. Those pilots are probably doing airstrikes in Yemen. Officially, we're not sure. A top-ranked police officer in New York City has resigned abruptly amid sexual misconduct allegations.
NYPD Chief of Department Jeffrey Madry abruptly resigning Friday amid allegations he demanded sex from a subordinate in exchange for overtime pay. Madry's lawyer dismissing the allegations, a lawyer for his accuser, Lieutenant Quatisha Epps, filing a complaint with the EEOC Saturday claiming Madry engaged in quid pro quo sexual harassment. The NYPD says it takes all allegations of sexual misconduct seriously and will thoroughly investigate. Julie Walker, New York.
Correspondent Charles De La Desma reporting that families on Mayotte are grieving loved ones lost in Cyclone Chido as they slowly begin to rebuild their communities.
A week after Cyclone Chido ravaged Mayotte, France's poorest territory, the island remains in crisis. Hospitals are overwhelmed and doctors are warning of mounting risks of epidemics like cholera. Due to the lack of clean water and electricity, 35 people have been confirmed dead, but France's health minister warns that any estimates are likely major undercounts. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Authorities in Texas say a pickup truck driver fleeing police careened through the doors of a JCPenney store, injuring five people yesterday before he was fatally shot by law enforcement officials. This is SRN News. Georgia Senate Republicans are recommending that the state write laws banning males from female sports teams in public schools and colleges. The recommendation sets the stage for action in the 2025 legislative session. Republican Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones actually announced almost identical goals at the panel's first meeting back in August. Legislators in 2022 empowered the Georgia High School Association to regulate transgender students' participation in sports, but some Republicans say that will not go far enough, and lawmakers need to act. A state judge in Montana has temporarily blocked policies that prevented transgender people from changing the sex designation on their birth certificates and driver's licenses. District Judge Mike Menahan issued his order to put the rule on hold while a lawsuit moves through the courts. The state says because gender is binary, the alteration of documents will put misinformation into the Montana record system. The ACLU disagrees. This is SRN News. The British government approves the sale of the Royal Mail's parent company to a Czech billionaire.
The sale paves the way for the Postal Service to pass into foreign ownership for the first time in its 500-year history. Authorities have confirmed that the $4.6 billion takeover of Royal Mail's owner, International Distribution Services, by businessman Daniel Kretinsky's EP Group, can go ahead. The service will remain headquartered in Great Britain, and as part of the deal, Britain's government will retain a so-called golden share in the service. Jeremy House reporting.
Today is Sunday, December the 22nd. It is the 357th day of 2024. There are just 9 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1990, Lech Walesa took the oath of office as Poland's first ever popularly elected chief of state. This is SRN News.